Next up, a reality check. The joy of winning a huge legal settlement or a jury award may quickly evaporate once you get hit with the tax bill. Robert Wood is one of the foremost experts in the world of taxation of damage awards and settlement payments. He's also the founder of his own San Francisco specialty law firm. And he says too many people make the mistake of not seeing a tax lawyer before they settle, and that damage can be enormous. Rob has been practicing for more than 25 years. He was recently named a super lawyer. He's also the author of over 1,000 articles, 31 books, including the book titled Taxation of Damage Awards and Settlement Payments, which came out in 1991, now in its third edition, published in 2005, still going strong. We are lucky enough to have him with us today as part of America's Best Lawyers. Rob, thanks so much for taking the time to be with us.
It's a pleasure to be here.
Now let's talk about this unforeseen tax bite and why so many people are hit with a big surprise.
I think obviously all your listeners know it's kind of a part of American culture now that lawsuits are everywhere. And so we have cases that go to trial and, of course, many cases that do not, that simply settle. And I think there's an unforeseen tax bite simply because the driving force of the client and the lawyer's efforts, the plaintiff's lawyer's effort, is to win the case, is to get a recovery. And all too frequently, no one thinks about what the tax treatment of the payment might be until it's too late. In fact, you mentioned that all the tax books that I've written, I wish I could say that all of those books sold well, but the title of Taxation of Damage Awards and Settlement Payments really grew out of my seeing so many clients who came in long after their case was resolved and didn't take advantage of the planning, and it was sort of my attempt to put something down on paper for lawyers and clients to work with.
Now, if you could isolate the number one most egregious tax problem facing litigants today, what would it be?
I'd say it would have to be the tax treatment of attorney's fees. And strangely enough, this is, I think, not one that's obvious. It is a tax problem that's unique to our system. In the lion's share of cases, certainly personal injury cases and employment cases and in many kinds of investment loss cases, just increasingly it's not economical for a plaintiff to go out and hire an hourly lawyer to bring a case. So, of course, we have contingent fee lawyers. And the tax issue here, setting aside the question of how the plaintiff is taxed on the net recovery, the tax issue here is, does the plaintiff have income measured by the full amount of the lawyer's fees recovered? Congress and the IRS, the courts, they've all been grappling with this for years, and it wasn't until this year, 2005, that the Supreme Court actually decided this issue in a case called Banks, saying that the client has income even if the client doesn't receive it, even if it goes directly to the contingent fee lawyer.
So plaintiffs can be hit with a tax bill on more than they actually receive in the first place?
Yeah, it's really strange. And again, you sound incredulous, and I have a lot of clients and a lot of lawyers who call literally as their case is being settled that say the same thing and equally incredulously. So that you think that if you have a $100 recovery, just for example, and $40 is supposed to go to the lawyer, that the client would, in all cases, only pay tax on $60. The way it works, however, is the client has $100 of income, a $40 deduction for the attorney's fees, but the key is how is that deduction treated, and the rules are complex enough that very frequently the client loses that deduction, all or part of it, and has to pay tax on more than the net $60 that they've received.
Do you see any fix for this?
Yeah, I mean, the good news is that the Supreme Court, and it's kind of interesting, with all the Supreme Court nomination activity of 2005, I think no one was thinking about these, or at least I certainly wasn't, when the Supreme Court resolved this tax issue back in January of 2005. But the good news is that the Supreme Court case, interestingly, Justice Rehnquist did not participate in it, decided in a decision by 8 of the justices, all the other justices who were participating, and they decided that it was going to be taxable, as I described, but they left a number of avenues open that I think creative tax lawyers are planning around to avoid this, really what amounts to an unjust result.
So three words for anybody facing this possibly, creative tax lawyer.
Yeah, I think so. I think it's one of these things that I know a number of plaintiff's lawyers now who, before cases settle, recommend in every case, and they recommend that the client, before signing on the dotted line, and hopefully not just hours before, but at least a few days before, they see a qualified tax person and discuss what, if anything, should be specified in the settlement agreement about tax treatment, what kind of tax reporting, meaning IRS forms 1099 or W-2, should be issued, and that kind of thing, simply because it's usually not possible to do that planning after the fact.
Rob, thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.
And for more information on this topic, just go to Rob's website. It's rwwpc.com. And the information is there in your in-flight guide, of course, as well. So take that with you. Robert Wood is founder of Robert W. Wood Professional Corporation, and we reached him in their San Francisco, California offices.